Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, Mark Allen Frost here with the Seth Frequency, an internet radio show in which the non-physical author and educator known as Seth discusses the theory of reality creation that he has presented in his books. We encourage you to go to the website, SethReturns.com, and order a few books or a phone session. Your support helps us keep this project afloat. And please go to our Facebook and Twitter pages through the links on our website, and follow and friend us. If you're not on the newsletter list, follow that link on our website to sign up. We often offer sales and freebies in our newsletter. The date is July 24th, 2021. The title of this episode, Magical Child. Seth, through Mark Allen Frost, will speak on the topic of the magical child, the perspective of the researcher that allows for experiencing and creating the existence through the eyes of the magical, empowered, pre-socialized identity. So without further ado, I'm going to bring in Seth, and I'll talk to you guys next week. I have arrived, and I have a weather report. It is hot and dry. There is no rain on the forecast. There is not a breeze. Now let's discuss the topic, the idea of a magical child consciousness, or perhaps we should say state of consciousness. We could also say a perspective, the perspective of the researcher, the state of consciousness of the researcher. That would be you. We often ask you in our books to assume or embody different states of consciousness, different perspectives, different ways of being, in order to explore the unknown reality, different dimensions, different time frames, you see. Now this magical child, seeing through those eyes, it's a memory, is it not? It's a pleasant memory for most of you. I maintain, however, that even though you may have had a negative experience in childhood, that you have in other lives experienced the magical child, that is briefly a sense of empowerment. The idea that you use your creative consciousness playfully to create literally the world around you. You do it joyfully, like a child does. Like a child might create an imaginary, in quotes, environment for themselves in the moment and inhabit it. Children are reality creators, just as adults are. Though in this magical child conceptualization, you are much more free to create. You don't have the years of dogma to deal with, religious dogma, let's say. You're not socialized yet, and so you're not forced into a particular type of awareness. You are just simply this magical, creative being. And you do create joyfully. Then what happens? Often you have a negative experience from a careless caregiver, let's say, who perhaps tells you to grow up, that it's necessary for you, this young child, to act like an adult. And then they send you to school, and quite often you are taught how to abandon this magical child. But for our purposes, I'm going to lead you on a little voyage here. If you are in a situation in which you can participate, in other words, you're not driving, you're not, you don't have to have your wits about you. You're able to relax and listen to my words. I want you to achieve what we call a light trance state in the books. It simply means that you are perhaps sitting in a comfortable chair, laying down on a couch or a bed, and you're able to focus on your breathing and bring yourself down to what some call an alpha state, perhaps a little slower for our purposes. Slower meaning you can tell when you're there because the sounds, the sound of my voice seems to slow down. The sounds of the birds chirping outside seem to be extended somewhat. That means you're hitting that frequency you need to do this exploration with me. And it's keyed into your breath, deep breaths, in which you allow, let's say, healing energy to come in, and the stresses of daily living, let's say, the concerns, the fruits of socialization, you allow them to go out on the out-breath. So we are looking for this It's essentially a selfless state in which you feel your connection to everything, in which you have the power to create anything you wish. And you do. You use your creative consciousness playfully, and you experiment in your world for entertainment purposes, let's say, to create a vision for yourself in a playful way, to, let's say, consider a thought, an idea thoroughly in order to, let's say, manifest it. Experience it in your world. As a magical child, you can do this. You can do anything you want. You have complete creative control over this project of yours, the embodied soul. Are you getting a feeling for that? It's very empowering. It is very encouraging. It wants you to embrace it, this magical child perspective. In a way, the magical child was abandoned by you as you became an adult. And so this is a what some people call a soul capture, a soul retrieval. Experiencing this magical child consciousness and then bringing it back with you as we come up to physical awareness here. So over the next minute, I'd like you to enjoy this pleasant state and then make your return slowly up to surface awareness with these memories intact. Might I suggest that these memories can be conceived of as a feeling tone. A feeling tone has visual data. It has tactile sensing connected with it. It has emotion. It feels good. This is the takeaway from this little experiment of ours. As you come up to surface awareness in your own time and experience the pleasant after effects of this journey. Now I'm going to let you go and ask that you attend this experiment of ours that we call the Seth Glossary Interpretations next week at this time.